listening to The Hard Line with Mike Reiner, Greg Williams, and Friendly Cobra on Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are about to begin our pizza-eating derby here. The Kentucky Derby of Pizza is about to get rolling out here at Womack's Chicago-style pizza in Flower Mound. On the line is a pair of tickets to Wednesday night Stars playoff game. It'll be game four of their series with Snowball. And whoever eats the most pizza in a very compressed period of time will win those tickets. Now, we have a number of candidates here, and we're going to very briefly interview each one and determine which three we're going to take. We have about how many? Six? Okay.
So when we talk to you, you better show us something, because you're not going to have a whole lot of time. So you better dazzle us.
All right, who's first here?
We have Paul. Paul, how are you doing, sir?
Okay, Snake.
Already, thumbs up to Paul. Paul, where are you from, buddy?
Snake.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
It's over there in China, right?
Well, part of China.
Part of
now.
China, right. Right. Let's
I thought it was in Japan.
Now, see, normally the...
Mix and match.
Not
normally...
China.
Oh. Normally, when you talk about the eating contest, the Asian is always a player in it, because they're not big, but they can always eat a lot.
We're saying, Paul, that maybe you can eat a lot. We seem to notice in the hot dog eating contest out there in Long Island that the Asian man always seems to win, the very spelt Asian man. Have you entered an eating contest before in your life?
I've been one time.
One time?
With the ticket.
With the ticket?
Yeah.
Did you win?
I think so. I took a long time, though, to eat.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's a little confused, but he seems to be a big eater.
I got to tell you, I like Paul.
I do, too.
I like Paul.
He's your horse, isn't he?
He is.
All right, Paul. Thanks a lot, buddy. Go Hong Kong. We hope you win.
All right, who's next?
I like
this is Peyton, right?
Yes, sir.
Peyton Manning?
Kind of, no.
How old are you, Peyton?
I'm 16.
16.
He was about to lie.
He was born in 1987.
Really?
Yes.
Great, wonderful.
Peyton, where do you go to high school?
Flower Mound High School.
Flower Mound High School?
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend?
No, sir.
You don't? Never call me sir.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Hey, quit grabbing yourself. I mean, you're not a rapper.
You got a driver's license?
Was he grabbing his crotch?
Yes, he was. He was sitting there grabbing his crotch.
Stop doing that.
Maybe it itches.
Now, do you have a girl? You don't have a girlfriend? Would you like a girlfriend? Would I like to set you up with a radio host's daughter?
Huh? I didn't
hear
you.
Forget it. Don't worry about it. Can you eat a lot? Can you eat a lot?
I can.
You can?
Yes, sir.
Your friends are laughing. Can they attest to this? He's a big eater.
Like, what can you eat a lot of? I mean, like what? Pizza,
everything.
Hamburgers,
anything.
Mexican food.
Pizza. Have you ever done this before?
Pizza
anything like this? Have they ever put you up to anything like this before?
I'm a hometown favorite.
No, I've never, I guess, around my friends, nothing like organized like this.
Well, of course not in a sanctioned league like you're in now. Now, I saw you eating earlier. Have you already eaten pizza today? You didn't eat?
Nope.
Okay, so you're hungry. All right. Peyton, thank you very much.
All right, up next.
We have Shane.
Right.
Shane is big and burly.
Boy, Shane is big and burly. Rather squatty. Not very tall, but burly.
Shane, were you a wrestler at one time in your life?
Sure.
Were you a wrestler or anything?
No.
An athlete of some sort?
I played football in high school and baseball in high school.
Did you?
How old are you?
Sir?
How old are you?
25.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living? Where do you work?
Build houses for a living.
Okay. By yourself?
Well, I have my own company.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good for 25 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, did you buy your own company or did you start it up?
No, it's my dad, my sister, and I all have our own separate companies.
Ah.
And we build under one big umbrella, but we all have separate companies going on.
Are you a big eater? Are you a healthy eater?
Reasonably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, could you pile away a lot of pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go to the University of Texas?
Sorry?
Did you go to the University of Texas?
Oh, no. I was a cop before I was a builder. I didn't go to college.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, I thought you had to go to college.
Well,
to be a
if
cop.
You want to consider Tarrant County College, then...
Okay.
Now, we noticed you got a big tattoo there on your arm. Do you think that's going to help you in the eating contest here?
It may. You know, I've got two of them, so
well,
that may
sure
be an
do,
advantage.
Don't you?
Well, he's got the barbed wire.
Well, I'm scared of you.
This guy's pretty understated. He might be a player in this.
Well, keep him in mind. Thank you, Shane. Let's move on to skinny-ass Daniel. Daniel, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15?
Yeah.
So you were born in 88?
Yeah.
And you go to
if
high
school? If you win these tickets, are you even going to be able to get to the game?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got it.
So are you gonna, who are you going to go with?
I mean, how are you going to get
I got people.
You got buddies that'll drive you?
You got peeps?
Got peeps.
Great, my friend Doug Fugate will take me.
Now, I like this kid. I like the real skinny kid, because I guarantee you can eat a ton, can't you?
Oh, I can.
You can?
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, not really.
Can you eat more than your douchebag buddy over here?
Yeah.
You can?
One time we ordered two pizzas, and I ate all of mine, and he had two slices left, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dan, you got a girlfriend or anything?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty bummed about that?
Hmm?
Pretty bummed about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You're pretty tore up. I mean, you're not a good-looking kid, but at least you can eat a lot.
He is. There's nothing wrong with that kid. He's a good-looking kid.
All right. All right, he's got the crooked hat. I can't see.
So you just don't understand what kids these days
look
like. No,
I'm out of touch, man.
You are out of touch.
I'm an old dork.
See, I'm in touch. You're a good-looking kid. Now get out of here.
All right, next we have Elliot.
Yeah.
Elliot, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Now, are you part of this high school crowd we've got here?
Yes, sir.
And we're at Flower Mound High School?
Right.
So you're the one that buys the beer, huh, being 18 and all?
Well, you got to be 21 to buy it, right?
Way to go, Mike. Way to go. Way to encourage that.
Okay.
Now, I see you have an earring. Are you a homosexual?
Michael? No.
No. Well, it's in the left ear. You have to ask that question.
Right. If it's in the right, you're game.
Oh, it is?
Left or straight, you're all right.
Oh, okay, well, cool, man.
It's classy.
Is it?
It is?
It's classy.
I've never heard of earring on a guy classified as classy.
No, where do you go to school?
Flymon High School.
And you're a what? You got to be a
senior.
Don't tell me you're a sophomore at the age of 18.
No.
Now, were your parents happy with the earring?
They didn't care.
They're
cool with it, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now
they just pretty much let you run wild, do whatever you want.
Right, yeah.
What kind of grades do you have?
Pretty good grades.
Give me a 3.0, 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5.
What are you going to do when you get out of high school?
I'm actually attending West Point and playing football there.
Whoa,
wow.
Whoa.
You've already been accepted into West Point?
Do what?
You've already been accepted into West Point?
Let me tell you something about that earring, Holmes.
I know. It's gone. It's gone, I know.
Gone. Hair, gone.
Right.
Sex life, gone.
That little wispy goatee you've got working, gone.
Yeah.
Which should be anyway.
All right. Elliot's a player.
No kidding. West Point kid. Yeah, West Point.
Very driven. Thank you, Elliot. Now we move to the guy that I like, Ryan.
I'm Ryan Buehling.
Ryan, yeah, we haven't asked your last name yet. Ryan, how old are you?
I'm 18.
18, you have a very deep voice.
Thank you.
You actually scare me, too. Are you a football player?
Yes.
Do you shave your arms?
Only for track.
Ah, track guy, Grego, one of your guys.
Yeah.
What do you do in track?
The 100 and the 200.
How does shaving your arms help you in track?
It's a mental thing.
Ma'am.
He seems very serious. You joke around ever?
Yeah, I just don't want y'all making fun of me.
Because why?
We have
the same haircut. You recognize that, don't you?
I know. Your hair looks a little bit better than mine.
What's your best 100 time?
Yeah.
I ran a 10:68 last night.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Now, are you of...
not going to get him to the state meet, but it's pretty
Are you
good.
A white kid or are you Hispanic? You look kind of mixed.
My mom's half Mexican and half Indian.
Mexican.
Half Mexican. I'm sure your mom would be real proud to know that you said half Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do when you get out of high school, Ryan?
Well, when school gets out, I'm going to go to the University of Tulane and play football.
Ah, Tulane.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Attaboy.
Are you getting a scholarship from them or anything like that?
I got a full ride football.
Wait, are you a fullback or a linebacker or
I'm
something?
Running back.
Running back? You're gonna be a fullback. You realize there's no.
He's not big enough
back,
to be a fullback.
You're gonna be a tailback?
Yeah.
Really?
Now, who's your position coach down there gonna be? Do you know?
You don't need to know right now. Believe me, they'll get to know you when you get down there for 2 days.
Who's the head coach down there these days?
Coach Selfo.
Yeah.
You do know he hates you, don't you?
Coach Selfo.
He's a nice guy. He likes me.
All right, Ryan. Thank you very much.
I like Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, is Ryan going to be able to stay in Tulane?
Probably not. He'll drink his way right out of there. All right, so we have Ryan, who's big and burly and mean and scary.
Yeah.
We have Elliot, who is
going to West Point.
I'm going to have to let you guys decide. This is your show, America.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Paul is in.
Paul, the Chinese guy?
Yes. Yeah, he is in.
All right. We got to have some
All right,
flavor.
You're in, Paul from Hong Kong.
Paul is in.
Hong Kong Paul is in. Good work, Paul. Now, do we want to make this a minority-driven contest and include, I already forgot his name, Ryan?
Ryan?
Yeah, since he's half Mexican.
Well, do minorities like hockey? We probably should ask that question.
I don't know. Do minorities like hockey?
Yeah. He's not much of a minority.
Yeah, we didn't get a very unqualified yes there.
He's not very much of a minority.
We have the skinny 15-year-old, whose name I forgot.
Daniel. I like the Elliot guy. I mean, because, let's face it, in a couple months, his life is over. He's going to West Point.
Right.
They're
going
to kick his ass for 4 years.
True.
He needs a little. He needs a
bone.
He needs
the odds are about 70-30. He's going to get kicked out of there somewhere along the line, too.
All right. So do we want Elliot, Paul, and Ryan?
No.
That sounds good.
Well, who else do we have here? Who are the others?
Daniel.
Yeah.
Shane.
All right. Peyton had nothing. Did Shane have anything?
Yeah.
Well, Grego seems to think so.
Did Daniel have anything?
Daniel had nothing. Plus, he's 15.
All right, I guess we want those three.
Yeah. Paul.
Elliot. Ryan.
Yeah.
And Scary Ryan. Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We will get the contest up and running, so you guys go in there and throw up and do whatever else you might have to do next here on The Ticket.
Go potty.
It's the Dallas Stars playoff postgame show, immediately after every Stars game, hosted by two guys who always sound shorthanded, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are about to get it up and running, the eating contest, out here at Max's, or Womax.
Oh, there's no touching.
Don't touch the pizza.
Now, what they have brought out for each of the three contestants, they have brought out three, what are these called? Is this the stuffed pizza?
The stuffed. That would be the stuffed crust pizza. And
now,
these things are, matter of fact, we weighed them because that's how we're going to determine the winner. There's a beginning weight, and then we're going to have the ending weight, and whoever eats them up. And these things are weighing about 5 pounds apiece.
All right, men, you have 10 minutes.
Wait, let's set up who they are again.
It's Ryan. And Elliot, who's going to West Point, and George from Hong Kong, you have 10 minutes. Go.
Oh, dear.
And here
All
they
right.
go.
Now, there are no utensils being allowed in this.
Yeah,
this
we got a
big time.
It.
We're timing it right now. There are no utensils being allowed. They have to pick this up and just tear into it as best they can.
And one thing about this, Ryan, this pizza is hot.
Yes,
it's still
very hot, and it is very, very thick. These things weigh about 6 pounds each.
You know what I would do my philosophy would be if I was in this? I would eat as much, like the crust, I wouldn't eat that. I would just eat as much of the
toppings?
Of the toppings.
Does that weigh more? What about the giant crust? Like the giant, I mean, you got to understand, this crust is probably about 2 inches thick.
I mean, it's like
it looks like a loaf of bread.
It looks like a biscuit.
Yeah.
Now, Elliot over here is just about polished off one piece. And when we say you've got to eat it all, we mean you've got to eat it all, crust and all.
But,
well, you don't have
but
to.
But look at Paul over here.
Yep.
Very consistent.
That's right. He's lagged behind a little bit, but he's making a very strong move. Now, Ryan appears to be having problems.
Come on, Ryan. Suck it up. You'll never make it in the NFL. Now, Ryan is going to Tulane on a football scholarship. We mentioned Paul. No, Hong Kong Paul, and then Elliot, who's going to play football at West Point. Now, I fear the sage and the wisdom of Hong Kong Paul.
Tell you what, whoever does this, because that is one big, gigantic piece of pizza.
Boy, whoever does this is going to be so miserable.
Yeah, but they got Stars tickets. Who cares? They got brand new Stars. And Hong Kong Paul and West Point Elliott, they have both dropped to their knees to eat their pizza.
Probably a wise move.
And now, Ryan is checking out what the other two are doing.
No, he was checking out the ticket chick over here.
Was he looking down their shirt?
Yeah, he was trying to look down the shirt of a ticket chick.
And this is a supposed man of God, we found out.
Yes. Not only a football player, but...
he wants to be a preacher, he told us.
A future preacher.
Right.
Very noble. He's also employing the philosophy of the taking a lot of water between each bite.
Is that a good idea?
I don't know, because when that water mixes up with all that dough, that's just got to make concrete.
Now, we had a question from the crowd. Our young sixth grader over here asked whether or not they could throw up.
No throwing up.
No, there's no. We've outlawed that since you did that with the deviled eggs.
That's right. Now, Paul of Hong Kong is about to tear into his second piece here.
Yes.
Now, look at him. He is very focused. He is not part of this high school crowd over here.
No.
And he's also got a Mark Cuban haircut.
Right. He is here by himself. He has a Mark Cuban haircut. He looks sort of like an Asian John Blake, if you will. And
big square glasses that are about to fall off his nose.
Right.
Just like John Blake.
But he's very focused.
And Hong Kong Paul, if you try to trick us with any Chinese stuff like throwing up inward or something like that, we'll know. This is an American eating contest.
He is so focused, he's not even paying any attention to it.
Yeah. Ryan is focused on watching the other two eat.
Right. Or the ticket chick.
Ryan's already given it up.
Well, suck it up, Ryan.
Although he's taking big, giant bites, too.
Elliot never looking over at either one of the contestants.
And he's about to tear into his second piece, too. So he is on piece number two. Paul is well into piece number two. And Ryan has not completed piece number one as of yet.
Oh, poor Ryan.
But it doesn't. You don't have to finish the piece. Because it's all strictly on weight. It's not how many pieces you can eat, it's how much you can eat. That's why I'd grab each one of the pieces and just eat as far as I could into the crust.
Right.
That's what I thought.
All right, it is now 22. We began this at 18.
Eric's got the exact time.
Oh, you got the exact time?
No, we have 4 minutes and 15 seconds left.
All right. So you're timing it down? Is that what you're doing there?
Oh, we're going up. Okay, so we have 5.5 minutes left.
Okay.
We've got Stars tickets on the line.
Yes, Stars tickets are on the line. Now, Elliot appears to be shaking some of the topping and stuff off of his.
Well, which it doesn't matter.
Right. That will count against him.
It will. Strictly weight.
That's right, because after this is over, whatever is left over is going to be taken in weight, right?
Yes. We've got a beginning weight and ending weight.
You know, 10 minutes isn't enough time. That's the bad part about this. It's not enough time to make them miserable. You know, because it's taken them 5 minutes to eat one of these. These pieces are so huge.
But I promise you, that one piece of pizza, we're 5 minutes, halfway, 5 minutes. But when you look at these pizzas, like one piece, that's equal, if you're having the traditional thin crust, that's about like 5 pieces.
Well, that's true. Hong Kong Paul, look how focused he is.
Oh, he is.
He's the look of a Chinese champion.
So far, it looks like he is, he might be a runaway winner.
And not taking any liquids.
No.
No.
He is taking no liquids. He is just focused on the task at hand.
That's an ancient Chinese secret, Greg.
It is an ancient Chinese secret.
That's right.
He is about to tear into piece number three.
Well, so did Elliot.
Oh, good gosh.
No. He's hungry.
I know he's hungry.
Give him some pizza.
The Corby Dolphin. You think the Corby Dolphin likes pizza?
All right, Elliot just started piece number three, but he has a large chunk of the crust of piece number two still in the box.
Here's some chum to get away.
And he is also shaking topping off of piece number three.
Well,
that'll come back to haunt him.
That topping's going to be weight. And look at the clean plate over here of Hong Kong Paul.
Boy, this is a very, very impressive performance.
He is the samurai.
He is.
He's a samurai pizza warrior, Mike.
Yes, he is. He has an almost zen-like approach.
It's very odd, too, because he has nunchucks thrown around his neck.
Right.
Does he have the rising sun headband?
No, but he should. You know, all those guys who are in those hot dog eating contests, they trick it up by wearing the Rising Sun headband.
What's the time, Raj?
We are at 6:43, 44, 45.
Oh, he just threw a throwing star at Elliot.
All right, Elliot is continuing to make some pretty good headway on piece number three. Now, where is Ryan? Ryan has fallen out of it.
Poor Ryan.
Are you giving it up, Ryan? He gave you the thumbs up. What does that mean? Does that mean
he's
giving
hurting.
It up?
Come on, Elliot. Show some of your West Point moxie.
Come
Suck
on,
it
Elliot.
Up. You got
show
your whole
some...
high school back here rooting him on.
Show
you guys
some
are
of
a bunch
West
of idiots.
Point discipline.
Cheer for the guy. Come on, give him some support. Good Lord.
There
and let's
go.
Hear it for Hong Kong Paul, too.
Hong Kong Paul is standing up all of a sudden.
He's changed. I wonder if he had to fart.
I don't know, but he's really working that.
Oh, there he goes.
I'm
there
telling
goes.
You, that is the most gigantic piece of pizza you can eat.
Oh, Paul. Paul.
God. Now we're 7:45.
Go on, Elliot, suck it up. Two more minutes.
You know, Paul, you could quit right now and just bet that neither one of these guys are going to catch him.
Elliot can catch him.
He can. I'm not so sure Elliot's not ahead of him right now.
Attaboy.
Look at all that Elliot's got left.
Yeah, I know, but he's still tearing into it. This is funny.
Elliot going to be a wide receiver at West Point.
Yes.
A 6'4 strapping young lad out of Flower Mound High School.
Ryan? Are you miserable yet? Are you miserable?
Ryan didn't take this very seriously.
No.
Oh, he says he's loving it.
We should have picked the skinny kid, the real skinny, dorky kid.
Wonder if Elliot knows that Army went winless this year. They didn't win a game at all, buddy.
That's okay. Things are about to change at West Point.
How about you, Elliot? You miserable?
Hong Kong Paul, you feeling okay?
He is.
He's too focused to even answer.
He won't even look at me.
I think he's gotten his second wind over
he
here.
He won't even look at me.
He's amazing. He's a ninja. He is a ninja of the Neapolitan.
Paul, I'm going to ask you to snatch these pebbles from my left hand.
All right, we're now to 1 minute left. 1 minute.
1 minute.
All right, we need to make a final rush.
Oh, my gosh. And look
on,
at Elliot. Look at Elliot.
Pile it away, Elliot. Stars tickets. You can
he
sell them.
Saving it up to the last.
See, the thing is, you just can't shove it in your mouth because it's so big.
Don't worry.
Boy, that sounded good.
Huh.
30 seconds left.
Oh, boy.
30 seconds.
They're cheering you on, Elliot.
This is going to be close, I'm telling
Hong
you.
Hong Kong Paul. Hong Kong Paul. Hong Kong Paul.
You think this is going to be close?
I think it's going to be closer than you think.
I think it's going to be a route for Hong Kong Paul.
Oh, Paul, a fly just flew on your pizza. Is that part of your strategy?
Remove it with chopsticks.
All right.
Mr. Miyagi can get it with chopsticks.
Five, four, three,
you better hurry up.
Two, one.
That's it.
No, Paul.
Down.
All right. Okay. All right. We're going to weigh it, Derek. We're going to weigh it. And then I guess we'll come back and crown a champion, all right, Ron?
I guess we will. And we'll also do the concert calendar next here on the ticket.
Come on, man. Let me concentrate here. Next ticket ticker is 6:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Kevin Scott reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to the Hard Line on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
If they've got a pulse, they don't have a chance. Listen to Dunham and Miller, mornings at 7:35 for the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Well, looks like we have a winner, boys.
Boy, and barely. Barely.
Yeah, it was closer than I thought it would be.
How many ounces?
2 ounces. Not even 2 ounces.
2 ounces separating Hong Kong Paul from West Point Elliot. But Hong Kong Paul is our winner.
Wow.
Is he here?
Hong Kong Paul?
Or did he leave?
He may have had to... He already left? Wow. He just left.
Wow.
Hey, he's all business, man.
That's the
he
was.
He's not about the victory. He just left.
Man, right. He came in here and won the tickets and went home.
I hope we got his information.
We did. We did. We got all his info.
Yeah, I think they might have a problem if I turn in this prize sheet with Hong Kong Paul on it and nothing else.
That was a good contest.
That was
though.
A good contest. Well, you wanted an eating contest, Grego.
I know.
We had one.
And we got one. I was a little disappointed in Ryan. I don't think he took that very seriously. But interesting strategy on his and his buddy's part, because when the contest was over, then his buddies moved in and started eating the rest of the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
They were like a bunch of pigs at a trough.
Well, he'll make up for that once he gets down in New Orleans at Tulane, where he's going to school.